Welcome to the Bull and Bear Show with Michael McGuire of McGuire Retirement Solutions. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Michael provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. So listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieve your retirement goals. And now, here to help you with your financial questions is Michael McGuire.
Hello and welcome back to the Bull and Bear Show. My name is Michael McGuire and my company is McGuire Capital. Most of you are going to tune in today and I think get something out of this show. It's going to be a good one and we're going to talk about a unique thing that we have in my office that I think is potentially very powerful for you. It's a process that we call the McGuire Retirement System. Often, walking through this system with my clients, a new level of clarity and confidence about their years ahead is going to be felt because, you know, uncertainty is what gives us anxiety. And with the McGuire Retirement System, it really is guided by three principal, essential principal facts that we use, which is fiduciary, transparency, and technology. And let me tell you, in my opinion, no matter who you're dealing with, if they're a financial service professional, they should abide by those three principles. So during today's show, we're going to walk through our retirement system, and you're going to hear about how McGuire Capital can help empower you to build a financial strategy that's going to help you have the retirement that you've always dreamed of. But before I get too further into the show, I want to introduce always the most talented person I know on radio, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you?
Oh, I don't know about all that. I'll tell you that, but I will say, I'm no Harry Carey. Let's put it that way. You remember Harry Carey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm doing great. You know, you're talking. I had a birthday last weekend, and it was fun celebrating that. And I told you, I don't feel any older. And you know, you and I, Michael, we don't age, right?
So No.
We've got that going for us, which is nice. And, then I told you I had to move a treadmill, one of these walking treadmills, and it's the size of the ones you see if you go to like the fitness center.
It's a big boy.
It's a big boy. And I don't know how I ever got it into my laundry storage room in the basement. But getting it out was a chore. Had to take the door off. Had to really get it at an angle, and those things are heavy. But the hardest part was getting it into the room where my wife wanted it. My daughter's home for spring break from college, and they're like, set up the treadmill in Adam's old room, because we had just been using it as storage. So first I had to clean out Adam's old room. Then I had to get the treadmill out of the laundry room, storage room in our basement. Then I had to get it into Adam's old room. This process took hours and
I'm hatching.
I tackle these types of chores. No problem. I can do this. I can do it on my own. Well, it was hard. I had to have my wife help me a bit. And then the next morning when I woke up, I was sore. Let me just put it that way. And so now I'm like, okay, maybe I am getting older. I'll have to rethink that.
It definitely, as we do get older, I feel just like you do. After you lift something, the next day you are super stiff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, wow. It did not used to be this way.
And I used to help people move all the time. I actually did it for a living because my dad did that, drove over the road truck for Andrews Van Lines, North American Van Lines.
Oh, wow.
And so I'd go with him every summer and help, you know, load up people's furniture, knew how to angle it to get it out. Knew how to pack the truck tight so it didn't move. So everybody always had me help them move. And it was
of
never
course.
A problem. But now I don't do that anymore. If people need help moving, I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
I do not like moving at all.
Well, no.
You know, we've got one of those treadmills upstairs, and I remember the nightmare getting that thing up because you're right. They are super heavy and awkward. awkward, you know. They're long, and I dread coming out. Hey, I've got a pond story for you. We did something unique this weekend. Last weekend, we actually I bought a travel trailer just so I could, you know, eventually we're going to build our home out there, but I wanted to be able to enjoy the summer weekends. And so Tony, we moved in a 40-foot long pull behind travel trailer, and I went and bought generators. And I say generators because this unit has two ACs, and it takes a lot to run two ACs. And so I didn't want to buy one generator that would weigh 300 pounds and would be hard to move around if we ever wanted to take it, you know, off the pond and take it someplace else to have an adventure in. So I did a lot of research, and I found out that you can connect two generators together. And so I bought two smaller generators, and it worked. I was so excited. Wow. I bought 2 5,000 watts and hooked them together. And that took me forever because I'd never done anything like that before. And, you know, you get those in, you got to do the oil and make sure the air filter's all right. And then you got to, you know, do the gas. And then you got to hook up this device to put them in together. Anyway, so victory, got that done. We had you know, heat and air, and now I'm setting up outside and get everything, and because I've convinced my wife and Beck and Bree to finally, you know, come out and stay in this trailer. We've had a couple of weeks, and we had a great adventure. And the kids, Bree ended up getting the little golf cart that we have almost stuck. That was fun. I was in there with her. I'm like, honey, this is muddy right here. Don't go through that. And boy, she's just 90 to nothing. And so we bogged down the tires. She's throwing mud all over me. I get out and taught her how to take like you would a car, you know, put it in reverse, then forward, and then in reverse. But we got out of it. So, Then something funny. Beck decides, he's going to go fish. So he gathers up his fishing stuff and goes on the dock and sets his, I got a little box that you set on the dock that we keep, you know, fish food in, and in our tackle box and everything else. Well, he sets his phone, his ear pods, and a knife that he had, sets that on top of that plastic box, and the wind caught it. And guess what went into the pond?
Oh,
his phone,
oh, no.
His AirPods, and no. His knife. And I just got him a new phone. And so that happened, thank goodness, Sunday morning. It didn't run Saturday. We spent all Saturday. And I honestly, I had the best time of my life. I just, you know, love it.
Were you able to get it back out and dry it out, maybe?
No, Tony. No. We're off that where he was at on the oh my gosh, I'm going blank on words, on the landing or the deck.
Yeah.
It was about, I think it's somewhere around 11 feet deep, and that water's cold, you know.
Sure.
It's still cold. And he was going to jump off, dive in there. I said, no, you're not going to do that. And so now it was lost. And thank goodness I did not remember, but I
were
had
they iPod
to that
Pros
phone.
And an iPhone?
The iPhone was a 14,
yeah,
you know, $1,000 mistake,
yeah.
But I had insurance on it. So ended up being a $295 stake. But, you know, I raised city kids. I was not raised as a city kid. I can,
sure.
I could do things, you know, it's so funny when I see my kids catch fish, they look at me like, what to do? And I'm like, really? You know, I was fishing from the time I was little bitty. My grandmother went fishing all the time and knew how to clean a fish and do everything. And so my city kids are learning. I'm very thankful that they are. So I had to, you know, show Beck how to you take a bass and you put your thumb right in his mouth, and then that's different from a catfish. And it's just a lot of fun.
So,
and it's
otherwise,
a lot of fun.
Other than the phone situation, what was the situation with staying overnight? How did it all go? besides
that?
Oh,
it was so awesome. We had, you know, my 10 acres adjoins my nephew's place, 5 acres. And so he saw us over there. So we got a campfire going, and it's a blazing because I'm a little bit of a pyromaniac. I love a big fire. It's a big joke around. If I'm out with you and we're out and there's a fire to be built, I am the guy building it because I like a bonfire. So Dustin sees the flames going. And so they come over and visit with us. And this is about 8 o'clock at night and we don't wind up. And it's funny, you know, when you're camping out, it seems later than it is. And so the kids, they were in bed by 9 o'clock. And that is not normal on a weekend for those kids. But right. Us adults, I had a neighbor come by, had a good friend come by. And so, you know, there's 5 or 6 of us gathered around the fire and just laughing and telling jokes and stories. Aww. And it was just, it was really, truly a really good time. And yeah. I put it up there where you can, you know, I got the trailer right up next to the pond and I put up a bunch of solar lights because, you know, I don't have any power yet because we haven't built. First thing we're building is a loaf and shed that should go in next week. And then my shop will be going in. And then later, once I see interest rates drop, I'm going to end up building the house and we'll end up moving out there. But that's going to be probably a couple of years before we actually do the house. Yeah. Now the barn.
Well, you need the Fed to order lower interest rates. I mean, that's what we should be talking about is how can we get the Fed to lower interest rates? I mean, Michael, you're connected. You're a financial guru. Why don't you just make a couple of calls, get those interest rates lowered, have the Fed lower those?
I'm working hard on that. I'm working hard with the Fed. I've got phone calls in every day to those people. No, I think they will lower them. I think that we're not going to go back to where we were, you know, 3 years ago. It's not going down that much, but let's get them off of this 8% level that they're at now for mortgages.
Right.
So anyway, that my weekend was a lot of fun. I mean, and it's just so good to you know, I'm in a high stress job. I really am. It's not like a hard on your body job. It's hard, you know, on your mind because if you really care and you worry about outcomes for people's retirement, it's just you deal with what's thrown at you in the world, and certainly the Fed throws things at you with raising rates as much as they have, and in the wisdom of our government printing a ton of money and causing inflation, and so it's just nice to kind of not think about the cell phone and just be out there with the family and friends, and so it was a great weekend. Sounds like yours was too. You know, you guys celebrated yours too as a family, right? Everybody came in and you went to your favorite pizza place, I think you told me off radio.
Yeah, it was fun. Getting the whole fam together and all the 3 kids and their significant others. Sarah and I really had a good time. They came over to our place and we had pizza, which is my favorite, as you know, as our listeners know by now, probably, if they've heard past episodes. But we had Victoriano's Pizza from Stillwater, Minnesota. And this guy, I think he's a Brooklyn native. He makes the best huge slice New York style pizza, delicious garlic knots. Went out for a walk. It was a nice weekend. Just really.
What was your weather up there this weekend?
Saturday we hit 70 and sunny.
Oh wow!
Saturday afternoon was 70 and sunny. It was actually the wind was blowing. It was warm air. Like I don't remember the last time I felt warm wind. Like it's like summertime. I could not believe it. This has been such a weird winter. We haven't had a winter. I mean, we had 1 week of below zero temperatures. Other than that, every month we've hit record highs. So
if you're new to the program, of course, I'm right here in central Oklahoma in
God's
Moss
country,
in Bethany,
which I wish I was
God's
there
country.
Too. Yeah.
And Tony's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So 70 degrees to Tony is like 100 for us. You know, he's excited.
People were out in shorts and t-shirts. It was 70.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. It was great. So,
man, we were in the high 70s. It was awesome.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
been a mild winter,
summer.
And I'm glad for that. But yes, we're already. I mean, there was some unnaturally cold weather and snow down there where you're at, which was surprising. You had some.
It was
bad
so
weather,
cold.
But, yeah.
It was. It's been so cold and wet, Tony.
Yeah,
it's been. Wet. I'm done with the rain.
Yep.
I know we need it, but I'm done with it for a while.
Yeah, I think we all are. Well, hey. Michael, we're talking about the new generation of retirement. What is the new generation retirement system?
Well, let's begin. So we at McGuire Capital have come up with what we feel like is a system that's going to help you reach your goals. So let's begin with that system's first step, which is finding a financial service professional. And when choosing a financial service professional, you should again look for three essential things that I mentioned earlier, which is a fiduciary, that they have technology, and then they're transparent. So transparency. So when it comes to a fiduciary, my professional principles focus on the process and relationships. What does that really mean exactly? It means that my clients know that I'm a resource for their financial reports, their tax strategies, Social Security, enhanced planning, insurance costs and fees, account information and values, and most importantly of all, for having your financial strategy. Because at the end of the day, we all want to retire with a secure retirement and be able to enjoy life.
Well, that's right. We all want a comfortable retirement, Michael. We all want to enjoy life. And I'm eager for you to walk us through this system. I mean, there's a lot of things that change. There's technology. There's a lot happening here.
Oh, yeah. You know, technology is big, and it's probably it's underselling technology not to realize how important it is to our financial lives. So certainly technology has changed the entire landscape for our financial service industry, Tony, in much the same way as other industries. So what we're looking at is increased knowledge using technology, more focused management, dedicated design, and increasing your tax efficiency. So ultimately, all this technology provides for more time to focus on your needs and your relationship with your financial professional. According to a study that I read recently, Tony, there are about 2 in 3 baby boomers mainly managing their checking account, you know, digitally via the internet on their app. So yeah, what's happening is a huge part of us, you know, that phone is attached to us, mm-hmm, and that gives you internet access. And so as a consumer, we've come to expect efficiency and anytime access that it comes with for example, online banking. You know, back in the day, you had to have your checkbook and run your totals, and you couldn't just grab a phone and click and see exactly what checks have cleared and what checks your balance was exactly. You know, technology changes everything. So today's retirees are heading into their post-work lives guided by more efficient ways to control their finances. And we help you, and we build trust with you to help you understand technologies and the advantages. You know, with us, if you end up liking me and going with me and McGuire Capital, your account is really custodialed at Charles Schwab, and they offer on your phone, you can just take a picture of your check and deposit it, much like probably the current bank that you're with right now. But that technology it makes our lives easier. So speaking for myself, I'm able to help you navigate through this new generation, this McGuire retirement plan, to really be efficient at understanding exactly what you own, exactly any minute of the day, being able to look and see how your mutual funds and stocks and cash are performing. And that is transparency. That is part of what I think is essential, that you not only have somebody that's going to help you create a plan, but you're going to have somebody that's going to help you see how that plan is working.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the key right there. You've got to work with a financial services professional like yourself, Michael. All right, I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give you a call, set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team there. It is so helpful. Get a second opinion on where you're at and learn what changes have happened that can really help you plan for retirement, minimize your tax burden, maximize your retirement income, and make sure you're not making any costly mistakes, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned team, because we do have a team approach. You know, uniquely, when you call in, and by the way, here's my number, 405-760-5863. I'm going to answer the phone. And I'm not only just going to answer the phone. Going forward, I'm not going to put you with another advisor. We have several advisors at our firm. I have a close team, and it consists of myself, a junior partner advisor that's all in on the very first meeting all the way through, Scott McPherson. Scott happens to be a CPA of over a couple of decades. So tax strategies is definitely something that we have a firm knowledge of. Brianne Fouch is really my right arm. She is unbelievable as a human being, as a person. You know that you've got somebody that works with you that is great when your clients, you know, will bypass you to talk to Bree, just because Bree is so efficient and good at handling things, from getting clients set up to having automatic withdrawals or automatic deposits to, you just name it, any of those things that are important. Bree has a heart of gold. I have Justin Dotson, who helps us on, you know, we're kind of a holistic one-stop shop. So we not only handle your asset management, which includes CDs from all the way to U.S. Treasuries to individual stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. We also do all the insurance side, from life insurance strategies for long-term care strategies. He's also great Medicare expert. And then I got Lydia McPherson, who Lydia is our relationships manager, where she is reaching out and making sure those little things that matter, like your anniversary, giving kind of a heads up that's happening, and setting up with Bree those post appointments, the quarterly reviews, and inviting you to come in or do on the phone a review of your account statement. So, and then I'm so excited to announce, starting this week, my wife is, as the kids are getting older, you know, we're looking at a strategy when the kids are out of school here in a couple of years, that Trish is going to get more involved in our business, and she is going to start doing event coordinating. So, you know, she's going to be lining up for our clients to go to some really fun events. And what I mean by that is, a few, I think it was last year, we did one at the Cowboy Hall of Fame, or at least used to be named Cowboy Hall of Fame. We, McGuire Capital, just leased the whole place out, and we had a private tour for our clients to come through, and we watched a great John Wayne movie, and we fed everybody. We're not selling you anything at these. We're literally just going to a fun event to have fellowship. And so we're working on one right now at Sundance Airport, where we're going to meet with the owner of Sundance, and I've already met once, but Trish and I are going to meet, and that's going to be a fun time. Who doesn't love seeing airplanes? And we're going to spend a day there. And then we've got a lot of things Trish has got planned. I would like to ultimately do 4 events a year and make them a lot of fun. So, yeah, I have a team. I'm very, very excited. We all share the same vision. That's hard to do. I've had people with me for years, and I just really am excited about the future, because I know that the more value we bring, when a client has, when they can walk into somebody that they know, my motto, know, like, and trust, and that we can help you with your advanced estate planning, you know, the trust and the wills, and we can help you advise with the taxes, with the CPA that we have in house, and that we can help you with the liability strategies for taking care of your debts before you retire. You know, one of the ultimate goals, not everybody can accomplish this, but to enter retirement debt free. Well, that all comes with who you have along your side. You know, who is going to be your financial person? And I have I'm goal oriented, and I write things down, and I want to be one of the premier advisors in the state of Oklahoma. And to do that, you have to have procedures and you have to have the right people and you got to have a heart. And so, heart for service. And that is what I know we've got in place. And we're just so blessed and fortunate, Tony, to be able to share what we do with, you know, now going on hundreds and hundreds of people, and taking care of those people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's really, really great. And I know that you really want to help people, and that's what you've been doing for years, Michael, with their finances. And there are just ways. I love the tools available, like the generational vault, where people can keep all their information to make it easy for their loved ones to keep track of everything, not leave them with a mess once they're gone. What's another aspect of this that we need to know about?
Well, you know, the key step on the McGuire Retirement System is fact and feeling finder, we call it. And what it is that first meeting with me, we're going to understand what your true feelings are about your finances. You know, we need to understand first your risk tolerance. So, Tony, we utilize a tool called the Color of Money Risk Analysis. And I'm going to have you do the Color of Money. It's really a fast 11-question survey, but it packs a very powerful punch. And in just a few minutes, based on your answers to those 11 questions, we're going to have a little deeper understanding on your view of risk. And folks, that's important. If you've got your money with somebody right now and they've never given you a risk analysis, well, that's a problem, because you don't want to be invested in something you don't understand that could have more risk than you're willing to take, but that advisor doesn't even know that because they haven't had you do that. And so understanding your risk tolerance is going to help us fit to you a custom financial strategy. And as we navigate through our five-step, you know, system together, Color of Money helps us design a strategy that's uniquely yours. There are many things to consider, you know, when you create a financial strategy, and including to me, these categories. I'm going to be looking at risk, income, legacy, and taxes. You know, those are four key components. And narrowing your needs and information down to an appropriate approach begins with considering your risk tolerance when your income, then your income needs. You know, how much do you need in retirement? What are you currently making? We typically try to shoot for 80% of that to 100% of during your work, what you're making during your working years in your retirement. So what you'll have left over when you pass, you know, that's called legacy planning. And we're going to help you efficiently do that, you know, through naming beneficiaries, you can avoid probate, utilize trust, and just to finally, we're going to look at the tax efficiency of what you're doing. Do you have Roths? Do you need a Roth conversion for your traditional 401k or IRA rollover money? So those are the things we drive home, and all of that with the latest and greatest information, you know, technology is going to help us create that plan for you that's going to give you that peace of mind to know how much you need to retire, when you can retire, what Social Security looks like. Is there a gap? Are you in a position that you can retire before 65, before Medicare? What does that look like? We give you quotes on what health insurance would cost during that gap before Medicare takes over. You know, if you have questions, we have answers for you. If you really don't have a handle on where your money is, you know, you've got it in a 401k, but the truth is you work hard every day and you just don't think about that often, then let somebody like us come in and help you. We're not going to charge you for that coming in and meeting with us. We're not going to charge you if we're helping you with 401k advice. We are developing trust with you, and we're going to manage, if you'll let us, that holistic approach where we're going to help you manage those, even those assets that are not under our umbrella. We're not going to charge you anything for doing that. That's just, we're good people, and good people, you know, want to see their clients maximize every aspect of their financial lives. And so I'm excited for those that are listening now that have heard me for the first time today or have been listening to me to reach out and give me a call for that complimentary one-on-one with me at 405-760-5863. I've been doing this for over three decades professionally. I've been actually investing in the markets since I was 16 years old, and I'm 57 now. And I'm still excited. I'm still excited to get up. We're building something great. And I put together, I think, an outstanding team. And I have to tell you, I'm blessed with some of the best clients. Where you're hearing me now from this radio station has given us some of the best people of all walks of lives, from literally from my farmers to my surgeons. I'm getting just such a great broad group of people, of just good folks. And you know what's really funny, Tony? No matter what you do for a living, we all really had the same goal in mind, is to enjoy our family, enjoy our time. Because, you know, time's precious. We don't know, but by the grace of God, how long we're going to be on this earth. And it's not all about work, even though, you know, I'll probably be working till the day I die because I love it. It's true. Not work to me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I know people listening to me. Some people are tired. You know, they're tired of doing what they're doing. And you should have the plan in place that's going to allow you to retire when you want to retire. And so that's what we do. And we love doing it.
Yeah. I think that's great. And I know that you really do love doing it. But there are changes that come along so often when it comes to financial planning, investing, and retirement planning, especially when it comes to retirement income. There are tools that change and modify and morph over time, and tools that didn't exist 5, 10, yes, 20 years ago especially. And I think it's good we're going over this. And I know that looking at risk tolerance, utilizing tools like the generational vault, Social Security is another big one, right? I mean, obviously, to maximize Social Security is really important, isn't it?
It is. It's. We have an excellent part of our system is Social Security Maximization Report. And everybody's heard that's listened to me now, Social Security is running broke. You know, it is.
Yeah.
But we give you some peace of mind to know, what you're going to get. And when the proper time is to take it, because we try to take away all that mystery out of it, using our risk tolerance. We categorize things that are what we call green, yellow, and red. And green money has less market risk. It's some of it certainly not guaranteed, but it has way less risk than just owning some individual stocks or having a mutual fund that's full of equities, or some of it has no essential risk like U.S. Treasuries and FDIC, as long as you stay within the $250,000 limit. We help you understand the difference between green money and red money. Red money would be mutual funds, individual stocks, exchange traded funds, things that are at risk and subject to what the economy's doing, which affects what the stock market's doing. So by you having a firm understanding of who you are and us having that understanding, meaning what your risk tolerance is, and then us really educating you on all the different vehicles. You know, Tony, there are individual stocks. There are stocks that you see grouped into, it's called exchange traded funds, stocks that are grouped into mutual funds. There are bonds and also bonds that do that. There are annuities. There's three different types of annuities: variable annuities, fixed annuities, indexed annuities. There are REITs. This is the real estate investment trust. There are variable life insurance. There's long-term life insurance. There's all of these vehicles, and they're not appropriate for everybody, but I promise you listening, when we really do our homework with you, we will guide you and direct you to what is appropriate and what you should think about. And I am so big on understanding one thing. You're my boss. I never lose sight of that. And I come old school. The client's always right. But I also am going to give you my 3 decades of helping people retire and to tell you my honest opinion on what I think you're doing right, what I think you could improve in. I'm going to lay out things that you want to know, which is how much do I need to retire? You know, that's probably one of the number one questions I get. And we can do that. We start with it. When you come in to see us, I want to see your last year's tax return. I want to see your Social Security your Social Security report directly from SSA.gov. We'll show you how to get that. And we're going to build a picture of what your life looks like from the last 5 years to right now, kind of the income that you're used to and that you'll need in retirement. You know, I have people that want to travel. I have people that just want to stay home with the grandkids. I have people that want to travel the world. Everybody has different goals in mind, and we do this customized. You know, we're not a cookie cutter. You know, everybody fits into the same plan. That just doesn't work. That may work for these big 1-800 no help firms. That doesn't work for you. At least it doesn't maximize what we can do for you.
Yeah. And I think it all comes together as part of the plan, Social Security maximization, the risk analysis. You have so many tools that people can use. Now, what about healthcare costs? That's something that is part of planning that you do for your clients. And that's changed drastically over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, it has for sure. We have seen healthcare costs go crazy. And I'll tell you, if you are exposed, if you retire and you come off of your group plan and you're not old enough to get Medicare, that is too much danger. You know, Tony, if somebody goes in with a cancer diagnosis or a heart attack, stroke, it can literally wipe you out because we've all seen it. Box of Kleenex costing hundreds of dollars.
Yep.
And that time, because of lawsuits, these doctors are just so fearful, and they pay so much for the liability insurance, and there's just gouging going on, mm-hmm. from the hospitals it happens, unfortunately, in a lot of industries. But you talk about going broke fast, trying to save a buck or two by not having health insurance. And just like we had mentioned early in the show, as we get older, things happen. You know, I've got my diabetes under control, but I'm a diabetic, and that comes with a whole basket of things. And it seems like every prescription that you get on as you get older, like I've got blood pressure prescription, you know, those have side effects. It's not like you can take something and it not affect something else. So I encourage as best you can, a healthy lifestyle to prolong, you know, what's going to happen though to us all. We're not making out of this place alive, and I always tell people there's no U-Hauls behind a hearse.
Nope.
So if your goal is to just enjoy your retirement with your spouse and loved ones and not leave anything behind, we'll build a plan for that. If your goal is to leave a legacy behind for kids or grandkids, we'll build a plan for that. So that's what really, I think, sets us apart, besides having somebody that I promise you spend an hour with me, you'll know my heart. You'll know that you're with the right person that's going to really figure out what you need. Now, every single thing that you do from this point till retirement is important. You know, making foolish investments and taking too much risk, all those things you can pay for and pay for in a hard way if you're wrong. So why not get, it's like a roadmap. I tell people, if you're going to start off in a destination, you kind of need to know where you're going, what route you're going to go. And sometimes it's fun to get in the car and just take off and drive. Right.
Sure.
but not if you've got a critical thing like your dad's birthday you're going to, and you end up just deciding that I'm going to go willy nilly all over. You're going to mess that event. And so your kids planned on coming to see you, and they marked it down, and they figured out the route to get back home where they know where you are, and they did it, whether they realize they did a formal plan or not. That's it. Retirement's much the same way. We map out for you exactly what the curves ahead could look like, because you've never been down this road. We have. We've got the advantage of going down this road many, many, many times a year with clients. And so we can help you avoid the fact that you might need long-term care. Maybe you've got enough money that you can self-insure that you don't need long-term care. But the truth is, most of us at some point are going to need some type of assistance. And so we'll look at your stuff that's not on paper, longevity. You know, we'll talk about your parents, your grandparents, how long they live, what they die with, what caused that. And we'll try to just do the smart thing about looking at you. You know, one of the hard things that I have to do when I do Social Security Maximization Report is through those actuaries, those insurance carriers and Social Security Administration, they pretty much will tell us that they will tell us the month and year you're going to die. Now, they don't know for sure, but statistically, they do know that they're going to be pretty darn close. And so it's always weird telling that I look at somebody and say, you're going to die May of 2046. And, you know, it's only God knows when we're going to pass.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we can give you mathematically the right time to take your Social Security. Because remember, folks, you can start Social Security at 62. You can go to full retirement. A lot of folks listening will be 67, and you can max it out at 70. And so you got spousal benefits to consider. You know, we just help you put all that together and eliminate the mystery behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those actuarials and actuaries for insurance companies, they know what they're doing.
They
take the last 100 years of data and just really crunch it. And the algorithms get smarter and smarter to figure out, you know. But nobody has a crystal ball. Anything can happen. And the fact that anything can happen is why you need to work with a financial services professional like yourself.
Yeah.
Right, Michael?
Yeah, I don't believe in having too much insurance, but I also don't believe in having too little. You know, if God, we don't know, God only knows, but you could die in a car wreck. Listen to me right now. I hope not. but the fact is, when you pass, you need to make sure that your loved ones are going to be taken care of and that the wolf's not going to be at the door for them. So what you do is we evaluate your debt. Mm-hmm. And if you owe, let's say you owe $600,000, then we'll explore for you what a term life insurance would look like to cover that. You know, you don't want to spend money that you don't need on insurance. If you've got everything paid for, literally, and you've got money in the bank, money in your investments, and you feel very comfortable that if you were to pass that your spouse would continue on without a hiccup, then why go out and buy, you know, more life insurance than you need? And so we'll utilize from whole life, universal life to term. We don't care which one you want. We care that you do the smartest thing for you. So that's just one little aspect of putting together a really solid financial plan for our folks. So I want you to realize that the who you hire, which is really what you're doing, you are hiring a professional to help you, that you should know them, you should like them, and you should trust them. And trust is developed over time, you know. But those are three, I think, absolutely things to stand and fight for and die on those principles. So if you don't like your person, you don't really truly know them, they don't know you, and you don't really trust them because of that, then what are you doing with that person? Just, you know, change is hard. I get it. People do not like change, but what we offer you is a conversation for 1 hour at least to get to know me and for me to get to know you with no obligation. I wrote a book that's called Tall Ships and Small Ships, specifically for retirement and answering retirement questions. You're going to get that book after that first meeting with me. In that second meeting, we're going to put in your hands your roadmap, how you're going to get to retirement, what you should do in retirement. So I would encourage you, if you're listening to me now, to not worry about the pain of change and to get a second opinion and to give me a call, Michael McGuire at 405-760-5863.
All right. And you know what? A great show so far today. I know that there are a lot of steps to the new generation retirement system. So in the time we have left, let's talk about taxes, right? I mean, and you've alluded to this before on today's show, and we've talked about taxes in previous shows, but tax planning to minimize taxes in retirement is a huge part of this that people need to know about.
Yeah, and it's an ever-growing important part of this. And what I mean by that is there's some things that are going to sunset, we think, for sure, that taxes, income tax brackets are going to get higher in taxes, what you're going to have to pay. I just think it's on the horizon. And a really good financial plan and a financial advisor is going to try to look out and see what's next, you know, what's in the future. And I think what's in the future, Tony, is higher taxes. So you're right. You need to understand all the vehicles that you can utilize that's at your disposal to minimize your taxes. And one of those is when we bring in, you know, that first meeting, I ask you to bring in your tax returns. I ask you to bring in your statements, what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing right now. And I want to have as much information as I can so I can build the absolute best financial plan for you. And taxes is absolutely at the forefront of what we help do, you know, for clients. And what you're going to see is that there are many ways that you can utilize. For example, there's something called a Roth conversion. And so if we, I just had a client that had a little over 800,000. And hey, if you just heard that number and you're thinking, well, I don't have 800,000. I don't care. I'm going to treat you like I would want to be treated. So whether you have 10,000 or 10 million, and we have both of those as clients, we're going to treat you the same. So had a client in there that had a pretty healthy amount, over 800, in their traditional IRA rollover account. So that money had been moved over from a retirement plan. And we ran a study to see what converting that over to a Roth would mean. In other words, I want you to think about this. A traditional retirement plan is money that you've never paid taxes on. What you did was work. You put money into the IRA or 401k, which was before tax money. You got to take a tax deduction for doing that. And now it has grown tax deferred. Now, folks, that's not tax-free. There's a big difference because at 73 on those type of plans, you have to start taking what we call mandatory withdrawals. And guess what? Uncle Sam is waiting right there for his taxes. And so anything that comes out of a traditional plan is subject to ordinary income taxes. So no breaks for long-term gains, none of that. So there's something called a Roth, which is after-tax money. So you get no tax deductions to do it, but it's going to grow tax-free. And by the way, at 73, you're not forced to pull money out of it. We're the whole package. We've got everything at our disposal. And we're going to understand and let you understand all the advantages that you can take to minimize your tax burden. You know, inheritance tax has not been a problem lately for the majority of people because they've raised the amount that you can die and leave without having to pay taxes. But that's probably going to change too. We're probably going to see that lower. So we'll teach you at that time the importance of an ILIT, an irrevocable life insurance trust, how it's important not to have your life insurance improperly titled, you know. In other words, we're going to help you what the right place of ownership should be on whose life, and just help you clear up some of those mysteries that you might have about protecting your money from Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. Protecting it from Uncle Sam is always a good idea. Now, this has been a great show. We've covered a lot today. Let our listeners know one more time, Michael, before we go, how they can get a hold of you to set up that consultation.
Please give me a call. Once again, it's Michael McGuire at 405-760-5863. I look forward to helping you take away all that anxiety and just fear of, like, I don't have a plan, Michael. Give me a call, 405-760-5863. I'm the same guy I am on the radio, no pressure, and I look forward to meeting you. Go out and have a great week.
All right, sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Bull and Bear Show with our host, Michael McGuire. Thank you for listening to Safe Retirement Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Michael McGuire at McGuire Capital. Call 405-760-5863 or visit them online at McGuireCap.com. Advisory services are offered by McGuire Capital Management, a registered investment advisor in the state of Oklahoma.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.